You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound. Get the most trusted Browns news straight from the team to your phone, including insider videos, photos, player nudes, columns from Andrew Gribble, columns from Kevin Jones. This show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, at your leisure. You can get it live, you can stream it, or you can listen to it after the fact. Download the official Browns mobile app for Apple and Android now and stay up to date on your team. Segura, Jones, Gribbs here. So, Gribbs, we'll start with you before we let KJ roll on his article, which is the five things the Browns must do. We're limiting ourselves to three. Three things the Browns must do to make the playoffs.
I think the first thing, and I think this is kind of playing off something that, Kevin wrote about and what you hear in this building, is you've got to win in the division. That stretch, you know, a lot of people are focused on this opening stretch of games, you know, with teams that really struggled last year. I mean, the Jets, Titans, and Raiders. But, you know, that stretch of games, four straight against division opponents at such a vital time of year in November into December. I mean, you've got to come out of there at least 500, if not 3-1, or, you know, ideally 4-0. But that pivotal stretch is just huge. Secondly, I think this is an easy cliche answer. You need to have better quarterback play in general. I think you have to have the kind of quarterback play you had at the beginning of last season throughout the entire season.
Don't convince Nathan that Hoyer was even decent at that point.
He was solid for that stretch.
Okay.
Solid. I think you need the solid. You can't have the lapse that you had in that November stretch where things kind of crumbled there. And I do think this has to be kind of a special defense. Like, I know there's the makings of it's clearly going to be one of the better ones in the league, but I think it does have to be it has to be way better against the run and even better against the pass to kind of make this a defense. Clearly, it is a defensive-minded team, but you have to do that as well.
To quote Mike Pettine, there's a phrase called almost winning. It's called losing. And that's what happened against the Ravens last year, to Gribble's point. You play the Ravens really tough at home week three, moving the football, getting stops, and you lose the game. You outplay them. You outplay the Ravens for three quarters week 17. You know, nothing really on the line for the Browns at that time. Ravens fighting for a playoff spot. You lose the game. You have to win these games in the fourth quarters. And I think this team is going to be mentally tougher this year because of that five-game losing streak to end the year. They hated that feeling. They're going to make sure that they don't get that feeling anymore.
So here are the three things for me. Stop the run and run the football. Self-explanatory. Number two, I'll kind of talk about controlling the football. And what that means is winning the turnover battle, winning the field position battle, which is why you bring in a guy like Andy Lee. Those things are going to be critical. You've got to finish drives as well. When you get inside 20, you need touchdowns, not field goals. And the third thing is you've got to get off to a fast start. The way that the schedule is set up for you against the Jets, against Tennessee, and against the Oakland Raiders, those are three teams that picked in the top, six of the draft this year. You need to go ahead and take advantage of that. At a minimum 2-1, you'd like to be 3-0 coming out of there if you want to make the playoffs.
Great points by you guys. A lot of them repeated. I mean, there's a formula for success for this team. I think the one thing that's huge that neither of you pointed out, home field advantage has got to be real with this team.
Yep.
4-4 last year, that was not good enough at home. You got to up that to 5-3, even 6-2, and then you're really talking playoffs. The dog pound was fantastic. Think about the wins against the Saints. Remember that first half? Drew Brees was rattled.
That Kruger sack.
He couldn't even make a throw. You got to have that kind of atmosphere. And then, you know, games like the Colts game last year where you're in control the whole game and you let Andrew Luck finish you off. The crowd and everything at home, you've got to rise up at First Energy Stadium. That's going to be – if this team goes 4-4 at home, again, they're going to miss the playoffs. They got to go 5-3 or if not 6-2. It's similar to your point, Nathan, on offense. Control the clock. Control the possessions. Don't try and do too many things, especially early on in the year. If you think your defense can handle Derek Carr, which they did last year, your defense can handle Marcus Mariota. You don't need to make mistakes on offense. Opportunities will present themselves. I mean, I have impact players. I've got to play like impact players. The Joes, Dante, Carlos, Alex Mack, Deshaun Gibson, Joel Bitonio. There's a lot of good players on this team. If you can get them all playing good together on the same Sunday, this team all of a sudden becomes really hard to beat. And I got secondary players too. Like we mentioned, Gabriel, Crowell, West, Chris Kirksey, they've got to keep growing as players. We don't want to see any sophomore slumps here. They've got to keep progressing. I really think Chris Kirksey is the name to watch out for. 81 tackles as a rookie. Just to compare, Carlos Dansby had 60 tackles. Chris Kirksey is by far really looking like a guy with potential on defense. Not a lot of young players on defense for this team, but he's one of them that I think is really going to emerge. And like Gribble said, winning in the AFC North, you've got to do it. You did it twice, though, last year, breaking the streak against Pittsburgh, crushing them at home, and that huge Thursday night win against the Bengals. So this team has proven they can do all these things. They just have to do it for 16 games.
And that will be the key, and I think also better second-half football. I think this was a team that, as the games went on, they seemed to get worse. And if you want to win the National Football League, you've got to continue to be strong. And some of that goes with being able to stop the run and running the football, because that's where that happens in the second half.
And the Browns were trailing games, and they had to throw the ball with an offense that was broken without Alex Mack, that was missing some parts. So if you start losing the first and second quarter and putting a lot of pressure on Josh McCown and some of these playmakers, things are going to be tougher. So I agree with Nathan. Getting out to leads early is going to be huge, Gribbs.
Every time I look at the schedule, that bye week just looks better and better on where it's placed as compared to last year. You know, it's sandwiched in week 11 between after back-to-back road games against the Bengals and Steelers, and then you've got that extra day of rest as well going into what could be an absolutely huge Monday Night Football game at First Energy Stadium against the Ravens.
I say this in my articles and when I come on the air. Why would the NFL schedule the Browns on a Monday Night Football game in November if they didn't think this team was going to be good? I think the league and some people in this building, a lot of people in this building, believe this team's going to be right there in contention, and we're laying out the formula, what they have to do right now. It's pretty simple with this team. They're not really going to come at you with tricks. They're going to play good defense. They're going to control the football, and they've just got to win at home.
Got to get it done. Take care of business. Fast start. Control your home field. Control the football. And this is a Browns team that's going to rely on this defense. If this defense does stop the run, this could be a top three defense in the NFL. This could be a defense that you're talking about when you're talking about the Seattle Seahawks. You're talking about the Cleveland Browns. The Browns could be that good because it's a passing league. They're that good on the back end. If you can stop the run, put yourself in those third and longs where you can come after the quarterback. They can do some things here, but you're right. You do need that second pass rusher as well.
Let's remember the other three teams in the division did all make the playoffs last year.
Yes, they did. It's a difficult division.
The toughest in the league. Toughest in sports.
Do you think three teams make it again?
No.
I just don't see that happening.
I don't think the Ravens are going to be that good. I think they've lost a lot in Haloti Ngata and Torrey Smith. They're going to have to count on a lot of guys that are under experience, and that's the Raven way. That's what they've always done, but I think it's finally going to catch up to them this year.
The Ravens are still very solid. They're good up front. They've got a good running back in Justin Forsett. They've got a very good quarterback in Joe Flacco. They added some pieces in the draft. I certainly am not excited to see Mad Max Williams running around there for that team at tight end. But I think you're right. Any of these teams, the Browns could have easily gone 2-0 against the Ravens last year.
They should have.
But they need to finish out and close out these games. That's what they've got to do. I think they've got to be a top rushing offense, top rushing defense. And then, as you said, in the division, if you go 3-3 in the division, you've got a chance. 2-4 in the division, you have no chance.
No chance.
4-2 in the division, you have a very good chance.
It's all about the timing of those wins and losses as well.
Well, yeah, because they're all coming late in the season.
You got the Steelers at that last game on January 3rd all the way. Seems so far away right now.
Wouldn't it be great for that game to actually be something?
Flex Sunday night winner is the division winner. Can you just imagine the energy?
At First Energy Stadium?
It would be like the Cavs in the finals. For the Browns to be on the cusp of the playoffs, the town would be on fire.
Well, it would be a playoff game.
It would be a playoff game.
It would basically be a home
play-in
playoff
game.
Yeah, it's a home playoff game when it's like that.
I can foresee that. I can picture that in my head.
I can see it. I can foresee a lot of things. I just wanted to fast forward. I'll take it right now. Fast forward me right there. Let's go. All right, when we come back, 216-578-0850. Is there anything we didn't mention that the Browns have to do in your mind to make the playoffs? Something that you're really keying on for this football team? Let us know. 216-578-0850. Zagura, Jones, Gribble, CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.